Wishing you a beautiful Thursday as we keep connecting with clearing our mind and cleaning the body so that we can bring more peacefulness and power and happiness and calmness into our lives and into ourselves, more importantly. So one thing I wanted to discuss a little bit more deeply and to get you to think a little bit more deeply today is about your true connection to yourself, but true connection to your feminine self. So all of us are women, and everybody that's part of the membership, we all share one thing in common, that we are women, and we possess a very strong feminine energy. Now, there are masculine and feminine energies in the body, and it's about balancing both of those. But when we tap into our divine feminine, we're actually connecting to our higher power. And I've been learning a lot about this recently in a new course I'm taking around womb healing and our connection to our menstrual cycles. And it doesn't even matter if you have a menstrual cycle or don't have a menstrual cycle, or you're even premenopausal, or you have gone through menopause, or you're after menopause. It's more about really connecting in with that deeper part of yourself. So for two reasons. One, it's an acknowledgement of the femininity that you possess. And the divine feminine in ancient times is connected to a very high source of energy, which is our higher self and our divine self, which is where we manifest, where we create space for ourselves. And what I'd like you to do today, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about this over the rest of the month of our topic, but what I'd like you to do today is to think about your cycles that you've gone through in terms of your menstrual cycles. So how have they been over the course of your life? Think back at what age you got your menstrual cycle. How have they been over the course of your life? Have they finished? Were they irregular? Are they sore? Are they difficult? Because it is a very big key to actually how much you are accepting of yourself and how much you're caring for yourself. And if there's any issues with it, it can be a source of bigger stuff emotionally going on. So what I'd like you to do is just think back, think over the course of your life from the time you started your periods up until whatever stage you are in your life at this time. How were your periods? What was your thought process around them? How connected are you, if you're currently having a menstrual cycle, to knowing when you get it, how you feel about it? Is it something that's a positive thing for you, or does it bring up negativity for you? If you have gone through fertility issues, how has that made you feel? If you've been pregnant and given birth, how were the pregnancies for you? How were the births for you? If you've lost children through miscarriage or in other ways, how has that affected you as well? And what I'm trying to get you to do is really to center into the body. After you do that, then what I'd love you to do, and you could journal about this, and if you want me to put something together to help you with that, I absolutely will, like a workbook or something. But then what I'd like you to think about is, and write down, when you think of your womb, or if you don't have a womb now and you did, or you still have the energy of womb within you. So when you think of your womb, what does this bring up for you? What connotations does it kind of bring forth? Or what do you think of? What do you feel? When you think of your ovaries, I'd like you to ask yourself the same question. What do you feel? What do you think? What comes to mind? Are they positive things? Are they negative things? And I'd love to do is just to kind of get you to really just start tuning into that. Because what I've been learning over the last number of days, and I'm reading a really interesting book at the moment, is just how much our menstrual cycle actually guides our life and guides our ability to manifest and create. And how, when we just disassociate from that part of ourselves, which a lot of us do because it's not talked about enough, that we can actually disempower ourselves. So I would feel like I got my period when I was 12, and it sounds really weird, but my whole life has actually been shaped around it, because I would have started off getting very difficult periods at a young age, and then they were okay, and then I would have got a lot of like acne and spots when I was, you know, in my late teens, and I was put on the pill for years, and then that caused more problems for me. I didn't have the acne anymore, but then I was like having difficulties around that, and all of these different things were happening. And then obviously I've gone on my life and like been off the pill for like 12 years or whatever, and then obviously trying to conceive and having issues around that. And it's always just shaped like how I felt in terms of my hormones, how I've even physically looked in terms of my skin and weight and different things to do with hormones. And they're just not things, like, I'm very much an advocate for positive guidance around fertility because and our reproductive system and our menstrual cycle because of, you know, what I've had gone through myself, and not having any real awareness, having an intuitive awareness of it, but not a deeper understanding. But what happened to me last year, which is where I got such an interest in all of this, was am I trying to take some of the power back myself in terms of how do I feel myself? How can I connect to myself more on that level? And we talk, and I've talked to you a lot about, especially if you do any of the meditations with me, the womb needing the nurturing and the nourishing. And the womb is the womb is the place of receptivity, how we receive into our life, how we allow ourselves to receive, and the ovaries being the points of creation. So how do we create space for ourselves? How do we create in life in general? How do we create a life? So there's so much about this, and this is just like the tip of the iceberg, but I just felt it was something, because of what we're covering this month, that would be really positive for you all to think about this, and to look at this more. So trying to kind of like track your period, and period from like the time you first got it to wherever stage you are now. Now, if you remember a couple of months ago, I think it was back in February, the second month of this year, I covered moving with the cycles of life. And I did mention a few times over the course of that month about how we will feel different ways through the cycle of the month. And this is whether you have period or not. And just there being like deep wisdom and deep understanding in that. And I was trying to get you to kind of navigate through that a little bit. So it would be something that I would like you to do, and even starting where you are now. So if you are having a period now, like looking at where you are in your cycle, looking at how you're feeling, getting more connected to it, appreciating it. And I'll talk more about this again, as I said, over the rest of the month. And then if you're, you know, you're not having periods, how is that making you feel? If you're gone through menopause or going through menopause, you know, what are you feeling with that? How are the moods? How are the emotions? And tapping into that, because it's such a huge part of us that I don't think gets enough recognition. And I love that I've been doing this course, because I'm actually now able to put proper language around it, you know, to talk and understand it more. And as I learn more, I will share more with you on that. But that's what I'd like you to do for today. If you want to send me anything, you know, any insights you have, please do. You know, I love to hear from you about that. Or if you want me to create a workbook around it, please let me know as well, and I can do that. So have a beautiful Thursday, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.